It's playoff time for the New England Patriots. On Sunday at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Tom Brady and company take on the L.A. Chargers. On the line, an eventual chance for a third straight Super Bowl appearance, and a lot depends on the play of tight end Rob Gronkowski, the Gronk. Statistically, he's coming off his worst regular season. He's not the Gronk, the dominant player that Pats fans have come to know and love. The game has worn him down. This morning, WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer looks at how the NFL grind and injuries affect players.
Rob Gronkowski has made a career of dramatic catches. At his best, he's a blur of speed, power, and enviable size. But this season, it's been different. Perhaps his most memorable play came on defense. The Patriots were in Miami moments away from another win when this happened.
Miami running around, circling, oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle! Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake! A miracle!
Yes, Rob Gronkowski wasn't in a great position to stop Miami's miraculous game-winning touchdown. He almost never plays defense. But when you watch the replay, this is what really stands out. Gronkowski stumbles going after Drake. He looks old and slow. At the last moment, he makes an awkward dive at the goal line. He never had a chance.
They changed up a little bit, and it just sucky.
Fair or not, Gronkowski struggling on defense has come to symbolize his physical decline. 9 injury-riddled NFL seasons have taken a toll. From playing through an ankle sprain in the Super Bowl, to a forearm fracture, to back surgeries, to an ACL tear, to concussions. The list goes on, and it all adds up. But Gronkowski is not unique among NFL players. The brutal nature of the game ages players at an alarming rate and leaves many with lifelong physical damage.
I always say, you age in dog years as a player.
Former NFL linebacker Isaiah Kazavinsky played for 7 seasons, helping the Seattle Seahawks reach Super Bowl 40.
Everybody sees game day, but the amount of time put in the offseason and the practices leading up to the game over long periods of time is just a massive wear and tear on joints, body in general.
Kazavinsky remembers how he'd ride a high from the game on Sunday. Then, Monday morning, he'd find it difficult to get out of bed. At 41, he's now a Boston-based venture capitalist looking at 2 knee replacements. When you ask current NFL players how they feel the morning after games, they often say it's like they've been in a car wreck. They're stiff and every joint in their body aches, but they have to get back to work.
You just got in a car accident. Now, you're not just getting back into a car. You're getting back in a car that's going to go have another accident.
That's Hall of Fame NFL broadcaster Andrea Kramer.
So you know how you're going to feel. And you have to be in a position where you're mentally strong enough to just overcome it.
Over 35 years covering the league, she's talked to dozens of players about the physical toll the game takes. For one story, she got running back Jerome Bettis to mount a camera inside his bedroom.
When he woke up and got out of bed the day after a game, it was literally like he was a 100-year-old man trying to move his body and to get up just to walk to the bathroom, and then coming down the stairs. Oh, it was brutal.
And it's not something the players like to discuss, at least not when they're still in the game. Earlier this season, after he returned from a back injury, Gronk was asked how his body responded to playing in a game for the first time in almost 4 weeks.
Good. I feel good. I mean, you know, the football wear and tear and all that. I mean, you're never going to leave a game and be like, ah.
That's his way of saying you're never going to leave the game feeling great. It's the same for every NFL player.
It's just a young man's game. It's a fast man's game, and it's a healthy man's game. And once you start to fall out of that, then they start to look not like the stars they were before, and their careers start to end.
That's the Houston Texans team doctor, Walter Lowe.
Gronk is the same as a bunch of big guys. When you've had back issues, when you've had medical issues that affect the ability to play, pretty soon you're not yourself. And when you're not yourself in that league, there's somebody good standing right behind you to take your place.
On Sunday, Gronkowski will be back at tight end. And for better or worse, he'll be judged against the player he used to be. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.